should just give up. And what if I can't trust myself? What if I just need some help?
Up,
how's it going?
Hello to all you listeners out there.
Yeah, we gotta get her. I totally forgot to get adjusted.
We're like having major technical difficulties here.
Oh, no, it's not technical difficulties, it's just Cody failing at life. End of story.
Only partially.
Only partially. Damn, this week's been a long ass week. Actually, 2 weeks since I've been on.
How so? How so?
Well, today I had to clock in work for an hour. I didn't even get paid.
All right.
They paid me in cash.
Right, you told me about that.
And then the prep throughout the week was just fucking ridiculous. Like, it was the stupidest shit. And every day this week, I got yelled at for something stupid. So today, I was supposed to have a meeting with the guys that I work with at 7 o'clock, but no one was answering the phone except for my boss, Trevor. So I just canceled the meeting because no one was answering the phones. There's supposed to be four of us that are going to show, and only two of them, me and another guy, were answering the phones.
Oh, fun.
Hey, Zach, having that many sunflower seeds in your mouth talking on the radio doesn't work out too well.
No.
You're like half mumbling.
At least you guys can understand me.
Kind of, but it really doesn't matter if we understand you.
Yeah, it's all in the listeners. And I can kind of make out what you're saying. Bits and pieces. I got the moral of the story. Let's put it that way.
The moral of the story?
The details of it I did not get.
Let's just say it was a stupid week.
Oh, okay.
Got yelled at every day for stupid shit.
Well, I understood that part.
Damn. How about you? What's new with you?
Which you?
Either one of you.
Oh, me? My grandparents are driving me insane.
My dad is driving me insane. This week, because after graduation weekend, because obviously graduation weekend, I'm going to go hang out with my friends and stuff all weekend, all night long.
Yeah.
And here comes my dad, Tuesday night. My dad goes, you're, like, as I was on my way out, and mind you, I was walking out the door at 9:30 at night.
Right, but I mean, still, you graduated high school now, like.
Yeah, and he goes, where are you going? Out with some friends? We're going over to a friend's house to have some fun? Oh, really? Yeah. Oh. Well, why in the hell are you going out so late again? Like, what time are you going to be home by? 10:30? No.
Yeah.
Like, 2:30? And, I mean, he was going off on how I haven't been home. And then so I told him I'd be home Wednesday night. And then, of course, Wednesday night I come home at 6 o'clock. I was supposed to be home by 8. I come home at 6. And I'm like, Mom? Click's moving tonight. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be out all night long. I'll be home at like 7 in the morning.
Yeah, no, with like my grandparents, it's like, the same old questions, like, okay, where are you going? Going to hang out with some friends. Doing what? What's their address? What's their phone number? What's their mom's maiden name? Like,
yeah.
What time are you going to be back?
And the thing is my mom, she's very lenient with me because she knows I don't go out and, like, do stupid things or overly stupid things.
Right,
and
so it's
party
my grandma.
And stuff. And so, she trusts me and all that. So basically, she says, okay, be home at a reasonable hour. Like, and she'll kind of give me a rough curfew that night.
Right.
So, like, if I leave the house at, like, 4 in the afternoon, my curfew usually ends up being between, like, midnight and 1 o'clock. She's like, just let me know when you are where. Whenever you move places, just let me know.
Right.
Fair enough. I mean, it doesn't hurt to text my mom and let her know where I am occasionally in case something happens.
Well, at least you can use text.
Yeah.
And old fucking technology.
It doesn't
I send
work.
Her a quick, I send her a quick test, and everything's good. And my dad's even more lenient than that. My dad will go, your mom gave you a curfew of 2? Yeah. Well, if you're a little bit after 2, even like as late as like 3 or 4, that's fine. Just make sure you send your mom a text message before 2, letting her know you're going to be home late.
Yeah, see, my grandma is pretty lenient because she knows I'm responsible and she knows that, like, I mean, well, for the most part.
I was about to say,
on the nights when I'm irresponsible, they don't know about anything. Shh. But, no, that's besides the point. But,
you know that this is being podcasted online, right?
Shh. I'm not, as in the words of Jack Sparrow, wait. I'm not pointing names and naming fingers.
wait.
Hold on.
I could go to this person right here. What's her name? Jenner Graham. And post onto her wall the link to this
Please
podcast.
Please don't.
I won't. That's just mean.
That's fucking harsh. That's what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah. You want to know what your granddaughter's been talking about? What she's been doing? Oh, here, just listen to Click Radio Podcast.
Yeah, and just listen to the first 8 minutes and it'll tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like, back to my point, though. Like, my grandma's pretty lenient. Because she and I are really close. Crazy close. She understands. My grandfather, however, was in the army. So, Thursday night I stayed out. Like, they said be home by, like, I was hanging out with a friend. And they're like, okay, what time are you going to be back? And I was just... like, I don't know what time is good. They're like, all right, we'll be back. I think it was like 9:30 I was going to hang out with them. They're like, okay, be back by 12. But I was half an hour late. So my grandfather grounded me from socially driving for a week. I can't take the car out anywhere unless...
Is that why you had me pick you up today?
Yeah. And so, like, I wanted to hang out with a friend today because I did all the stuff that I was supposed to do. I mowed the lawn. I'll have to mow it again tomorrow. But I mowed the lawn, I did the dusting, I cleaned my room, I did all that. And I haven't been out of the house for like 4 days. Damn. And so I'm just like, so can I go hang out with my friend, Mara? And he's like, and like her dad wasn't home and she doesn't have a license, so she couldn't come pick me up. So he's like, all right, what time, like be back by 4, but tomorrow you have to be up by 10 to mow the lawn again.
Why do you have to mow the lawn if you just did it?
Because it's been raining, it's been growing, like, hella fast. So so that's the deal. But, like, I could only do that once today. And so I couldn't drive myself here to Click Radio. And so...
that's just stupid. So...
that's my grandfather for you. It doesn't make a lot of sense. And if I want to, like, even, like, slightly bend a rule he made, I have to, like, compromise or barter with him.
Sounds like a fucking pirate. I'll give you 2 pigs and a sheep if you let me go out for 5 hours. Like, it's just stupid.
Yeah, no, he like I asked him to go hang out with Mara around 1:30. So he's like, okay, fine, be back in 3 hours.
It's just stupid.
I know. Like, they've been driving me crazy with how constrictive they've been. Like, I thought, like, since I graduated high school, found myself a job, and, like...
That's not a job.
It is a job.
No, it's not.
It's a step up from her.
It's better than working at McDonald's.
And McDonald's gives you a steady pay and guaranteed hours. I will tell you, having a guaranteed amount, a set amount of hours, is really nice. Because working at Dairy Queen...
Well, yeah, I know. I worked housekeeping last summer. And, I mean, I'm still going to apply to other places if I don't like what I'm doing at Vector.
You won't. I give it 2 weeks. You won't like it.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm going to continue to apply at other places and try and find another job. But besides that, if I don't find anything else, this is my, like, fallback. Kind of. But, anyways, like, found a source of income. We'll say that. Not even a job, it's a source of income. I thought that, like, alright, I graduated. Where's this, like, big change where I'm supposed to go out and see the world and be, like, more independent? Nope. Kid, you get a curfew at 9:30. Gotta be back.
What were you expecting?
Probably, I was honestly expecting change. I was expecting excitement, freedom, something new. Instead, I get the same old boring, dumbass summer.
Actually, at least you get the same. At least your parents didn't tighten down more on you.
They did. Oh. Since my grandma got back from chemo, they've been tightening down more. Because in their minds, I've been more distant since I signed up for the Marines. I don't know. I haven't noticed any change. They're like, you've been more distant. I've been out more.
Yeah.
Since I've joined the Marines, my social life has increased by, like, tenfold. Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. But, like, ugh.
I don't know.
Oh. Huh. So, we should go to a commercial break, because I need to tell you guys a few updates on Click before I forget them.
All right, sounds good. We'll be right back.
Not really a commercial break, it's a song break.
Oh. All right.
So, all right. We'll be back in a few.
Yo, yo, it's cracking.
Lady Gaga. This is Mike Costado. Kelly Clarkson.
Jason Derulo.
Britney Spears. Taylor Swift.
You're on. Click Radio. ClickRadio.org.
Qua?
Fuck you, podcaster. Fuck you.
What's up?
Okay, so it wouldn't take us on, like, it wouldn't start recording again because a song was playing, even though nothing was in the queue deck.
Yeah.
Now, you ready? As soon as I played something in the queue deck, it started going back on air to recording. I'm like,
nice.
Fuck you, podcaster.
Technology, it's a love-hate relationship.
I don't hate it. I fucking love it. I don't have any problems.
No, you love it when it works. Hate it when it fucking doesn't.
I don't have any problems with my tech. All I got are 212s, a deck in my car, my phone, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, my phone works fine. My computer at home doesn't.
I got an iPhone.
When did you switch over?
In the past.
When he got one of his new 12 phone numbers. What?
Poisty. So I sent him www.clickradio.org. He goes, huh? Like, I'm on the air right now with Graham. You should tune in.
Oh, dude, yeah. Don't say anything about me. Thanks.
Wait, what did you say?
He's like, dude, I'm drunk.
Dude, I don't want to get drunk. Hit no comments.
All right, people.
Oh, my God.
What?
Don't ask Pun about the last time I hung out with her.
Why?
What happened at Horsetooth now?
No, it wasn't at Horsetooth. It was after, actually, it was the night of graduation. Shit.
I don't want to know.
Right after my grad party. She, like, stopped by at the end of, like, my grad party because it went till 9.
Where was your grad party?
It was at 2212 Vermont Drive.
I have no clue.
All right, you know where Fort Collins High School is?
Yeah.
All right, you know where the gas station is, right? Yeah. On the corner? It was at those apartment buildings right behind it. At the little club center.
Fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Fucking easy to find.
Fucking retarded.
No.
Her event got removed from Facebook.
You
so
heard what?
Her event got removed from Facebook.
Well, you asked me where it was, and I gave you the address.
I know, but by that point, it was too late.
No, it wasn't. It was only 6:30.
For yeah, that's Cody's bedtime is 6:30.
No. Oh, right.
Shut up. The listeners don't even know that. Anyways.
He gets chewed out for staying up any later by his parents, so he has to go to bed early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, my dad.
See, what they do is they by that time they lock him in his cage and they say night night Cody and then put a cut like a blanket on top of it.
So that's the newspaper just in case. Oh, high five, high five. Yeah. What's up, Cody?
Attack of the over. Forget it.
Over bang pants.
Yeah, there we go.
Come in to save your ass.
Just because I can't think, it's okay.
Don't worry, that's what I'm here for.
See here.
We're all doing stuff trying to get people to listen in. So if you know people who want to listen to radio, tell them to listen in to clickradio.org.
Right, and they can, like, if it's too hard to type in a request, they can just text it to the number, and it'll show up. And
yeah, I hate the text in request, though.
Why?
Because you don't really have any control over them.
Oh. They just kind of pop up?
Yeah. We have some ideas to change it, though. We're trying to incorporate... We're incorporating everything.
Yeah, see, by the time I texted you, it was 7:01 for my grad party.
You still have that text message?
It shows up, like, on my phone, it shows up as one continuous, like...
Well, I know. But, like, I go through and clear mine out.
I don't know.
Well, it's because you got text messages on there that no one can see.
Oh, dear God. Don't ask, don't tell.
Exactly.
I don't want to know.
Oh, you were... Oh... Yeah, you were there for the drive-in. That was a don't ask, don't tell night.
What happened with the drive-in?
You mean with that lovely picture that I took of you cuddling with your friend?
Yes.
What was her name?
His.
Oh, Lord! what was his name, Cody? Is he one of those he-she's?
All you gotta say is...
Oh, oh, oh.
End of story.
In the back of a pickup bed.
No,
it was 7-Us in the back of an Explorer. It looks like I'm, like, choking him in that photo.
When did you guys go?
2 nights ago.
Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. I went last night.
So what did you see?
I don't remember.
Oh, my God. That's sad.
I saw Panda. And that's
you were on screen one.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to see. And she was all trying to cuddle with me during the first movie, and I was like, no. Like, I didn't say anything. She, like, put her head on my shoulder and, like, just kept scooting away because I wanted to watch the movie.
Yeah, I just kept
nudging her away, and she finally got the hint. So she did one of these. She, like, looking at the movie, and then she would look over at me, and then she'd look back at the movie and look over at me again. She did it, like, 2 or 3 times. And the whole time, my hands on the steering wheel, I was fucking watching the movie because I'm all into it.
Wow.
And then I really didn't care about Thor. Thor was just stupid. So I really didn't watch Thor.
You watch one superhero movie, you've seen them all. Pretty much.
Oh.
No.
Oh, yeah?
No.
How am I wrong?
How are you wrong? Different storylines.
No.
Yes.
Same basic plot.
Yeah.
True, but different storylines.
You get the past of the superhero, the troubled person he is inside. Dun. And then there's always a girl. Girl gets in trouble somehow. Sometimes. Wow. Superhero faces villain. Superhero wins just after you think he might have lost. And then he wins and triumphs and then flies off or runs off with the girl. I don't know. Don't care.
Yeah, but all the storylines are different.
Slightly, but they follow the same plot lines.
Doesn't matter, they're all different.
How?
How can you compare Superman to Batman or Green Lantern to Batman?
Because they follow the same freaking base plot line.
Okay, but it's a different storyline.
Okay, we're not going to get into this argument. I'm ending it.
I win, that's all I know.
Well, okay, I'll tell you what's different. The superheroes are different. Oh.
And that changes everything.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
No, I'm going to take you out back when we go on a commercial and beat you.
Fuck no, I'll take out my K-bar and beat your ass.
Let's go. I'm just going to sit on there. I win.
So, Zach.
What's up?
Does the autocorrect on the iPhone piss you off?
Yes.
No. I don't mind it. I mean...
Oh, it pisses me. Like, I've turned it off. It's pissed me off so much. Because it, like... Like, here, like, they literally created a website. DamnAutocorrect.com. Oh, DamnYouAutocorrect.com. And it's all these autocorrect fails. And it's a quite funny blog. Like, there's this one, Where's Mom? And so Luke texts this kid, "Where's mom?" I just shot her out back, so look there. And then it says star shit shot. You shit shot her? Sounds serious. Saw her out back. And there's some really bad ones. Like, there's one where it's like, she made it sound like she just had sex with her parents on the couch when she walked in.
Hey, honey, do you want... Wait.
Hey, honey, do you where the rubbers and lube are? Dad and I going to have some us time today on the river. That is repulsive, Mom. I don't need to hear the details. Rubber... She wanted inflatable rubber tubes.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm about to tongue my dad up. You! Two-hit, asterisk. Oh, my God. LOL. Ha, ha, ha. Fucking really autocorrect.
My favorite one's the one that Gabriel Iglesias... tells
fat Mexican
fluffy. But like Cinnabon funny,
it's so fluffy.
My favorite joke he tells though is the five levels of fatness.
What's the five levels of fatness?
You haven't... okay, go to YouTube and look that up, cause that shit's hilarious. Type in Gabriel Iglesias five levels of fatness, cause there's a sixth one.
Hey, just emailed you a pic of my penis. Did you get it? What the fuck, man? Not my penis. Not my penis. My penis. My new penis. Ducking phone my black penis. Don't send me that shit. Black Pumas, bro. Sorry. That's fucking good.
I hate autocorrect.
Wow, that was some good shit right there.
That one's not funny at all.
Oh. Which one's not funny?
It was like, what is it? Hey, or honey, don't forget the Climax wipes. Huh? Oh shit, Clorox. My phone hates me.
Shit, I wish they made Climax wipes. Just one ship and you're done.
Awkward. No, thank you.
Leave you so much time.
Maybe so, but I'm not gonna get into that. No comment.
Oh wait, I think I found the one I was looking for.
Which one?
LOL. Well, Lord knows what else he's touched. LOL. It's okay. I can't sleep. Need to do Jesus. LOL. Are you sure? I mean thesis. I need to do Jesus. Oh. This one's the one I was looking for. It's titled, A Surprise in Bed. I'll come over in a bit so I can have your bed warm for you when you get home. When you climb in, you will find me baked. No, LOL, haha. That is so funny. I meant to say naked, not baked, haha. I'm laughing so hard right now, I promise you find me baked. Wait, no, that wasn't fucking it.
That was really funny.
That was not it. Where did it... I'll find it later. You just built up
for the climax. And
if I was on Sam right now, I'd find that clapping button and play it, because that was... Yeah, no. No, that was just bad.
It's not even on here, is it? Oh, wait, it's this one. That one?
The actual clapping one.
Is it clapping?
Page 2. Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Wait. I'll let you read it, Zach. Right there.
Thank you for an amazing first date. Anytime, when's the second date? I can't wait to see those big, beautiful nipples of yours. No. I'm so sorry. I meant to say dimples. My phone changed it. I did not mean to write nipples, but I'm going to jump off a bridge now. Wow. Wow, that's just stupid.
Okay. I've got a song for Tori. I'm going to play it.
For me? Mm-hmm.
Don't you just love the decks?
I'm scared.
You should be.
Oh, fuck.
You should play that dun-dun-dun thing right now. That would have been a good spot for it.
Ready? Set. Here we go.
Life's greatest questions have always been, who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? Where am I going? You are about to see and hear one of the most significant messages given to us from God.
Hey, you who, shut up!
As a roommate. And so,
well, like, why would that make him an idiot though if he didn't have like Facebook or MySpace
or texting?
Maybe just doesn't want to be talked to by weirdos like you.
Mormon child? All he has is a cell phone.
Well, and that was my thought was did I get a Mormon as a roommate? Because I applied for substance free living.
Okay.
And that was one of my options because you can select like all the communities that you want to live in. So I selected substance free living plus like a bunch of other ones, and the one I got was substance free living. So the first thought was, did I get a fucking Mormon? And I'm like, okay, whatever, just relax. And it had his email, so I'm like, okay, last shot, I'll email him. A few minutes later, he emails me back. He finds me on Facebook. He's had his Facebook locked down so people like me couldn't go find him. and the number that was posted on his cell phone was his home phone. So then he ended up texting me. So everything's good now, and he seems like a really cool guy. But it was like a scare at first. I'm like, oh, fucking shit.
I got a Mormon. Oh, no. Nothing against Mormons. Nothing against Mormons at all.
They're just fun to make fun of. Kind of.
Yeah, so, but he seems like a cool guy. He's a track star, football star, loves camping, hiking, mountain biking, climbing. He supports me going into the Marine Corps.
You got a hick, that's what you got.
He sings country.
Redneck.
Yeah, you got a hick.
Remember where I'm going.
Wyoming.
Ohio State?
Yep.
Oh, no. University of Wyoming.
Redneck.
Ha ha. Anyways. So.
Howdy, folks. As you drop your bottle.
Yeah. So, and he seems really cool. I mean, and it's funny, he's a total sports guy and doesn't care for technology.
Heck.
Think about him and think about me.
You're going to have all your shit set up. He's going to be like, what's that? What does this do? What does that do?
No, it's he's just, like, he's probably going to be like, fuck it, just keep it on your side of the room.
Yeah, pretty much.
That too.
Wait. See, no, he's not online. Fuck, he should get online, so he should tune in. But yeah, I mean, other than that, he seems like a
livable.
He's a swell guy.
I mean, he seems like he's laid back. From what I can tell of him, like texting him and stuff, he seems like he's very laid back.
That's good.
But yet he's not. Apparently, he's not like a total slob though either, because I keep my room like nice and orderly. So I picked like the top, like the neatest level that you could select on your application. I picked. And they will only match you with people of that same level.
Right,
so on. I'm like, oh, this, I mean, should be interesting. I just hope his parents didn't fill it out for him. And fill out and select the substance free living and the all that stuff tomorrow. So
no, because most country guys that I've met are pretty like well kept up.
I am going to win.
Papa, go to you. Will never win.
You realize that I will just set you up on what I'd set up for Laurel.
No. That's cheating. You and I are gonna do this the old-fashioned way. We have to fucking hit that button, auto.
I mean, the auto thing's fun.
Yeah, but that's cheating.
But it's fun.
It's cheating.
But it's fun.
Cheating.
Fun.
How do you have auto? How do you set up the auto?
It's one of my 12 numbers. I sent Facebook to text that number. So every time that number receives a text, it replies back with P.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm doing, and it works.
It works.
Yep.
You're not doing it to me.
I can't tell if she's being sarcastic.
I am going to win.
What?
You know what?
Maybe I don't.
You shouldn't have poked him.
I started it with her back when we originally were talking about poking.
Well, then, what do you call it? You and I got into Pokemon when you guys were talking about that.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what.
Damn, today's just been a long-ass day.
It's a Monday. Mondays are always long.
Yeah, no, and I have to be at work tomorrow at 7. What?
I found a song for you. I'm not going to go off the air to play it. We're just going to play it while we're talking. But still a song for you.
Fuck country. I'm not... No.
Hold on. Just listen to the beginning part. Hold on. Like, I'll let you know when we're getting there.
I have found a way to keep him shut up. Love country. Well, time passed, I turned 16. Cruising from the Sonic to the Dairy Queen. Running. Your mic is off, Zach.
They got a text message or something. Oh man, they got me, now let's get big. Here's your part. Chasing girls, what a life. Man, I love them, can't get enough of them. From their toes up to their curls. Chasing girls, hard to catch, sweet to hold. Even tougher to let them go. It's not on,
this mic's not on.
So this is your song.
Thanks.
Cool?
Thanks.
You're welcome. That's all I'm going to play for you, because I know you hate country, so I'll be somewhat nice. I do not want to explore the freaking iPod.
So why is that my song?
I don't know, it just made me think of you.
Oh, nice. So it's okay for you to do it, but not me.
It's because I was sexy, that's why.
He's a guy, you're a girl. Do the math.
Thank you. It is improper for a lady to burp.
Ah, fuck both of you.
I'll fucking kill you!
Not really.
There's your burp.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
How does that even connect?
I'm all trying to drink.
I don't know, but that's the whole point of it.
Fucking way off, Dig. Way off.
I don't care.
At least it did for a second. I was like, what?
Do people not understand that Click is a fucking internet radio station?
I guess not.
I don't think so.
I guess it's the radio part that might throw them off. Why?
Because people
are this whole event... The location of this event is www.clickradio.org. It's saying tune in. We are the first sentence is Click is a nonprofit high school internet radio station. And this is for the fundraising night. And this guy posts, sorry man, college has me tied up. Has tied up all my cash. Good luck though. May the gods of what?
Arvish
smile upon you. I'm like, you should at least tune in. He's like, well, I've got a radio, I can sure do that. It's only online at www.klikradio.org. Fucking asshole. No.
Yes, finally somebody sides with me.
What?
What?
Do you have friends siding with you?
Mm-hmm.
What?
No. No, do not Big Brother my computer, man.
I win.
Who is Torres? She looks kind of cute.
Mara, I'm sorry.
Taurus, I'm just playing.
No! Fuck! I'm sorry!
Adam, boy, Cody, Adam,
they're
boy.
They're big brothering my computer. I can't help it. If no! Fuck no, don't you dare type it. Oh. You can't. You can't.
Whatever. Like maybe not. Whatever I want.
What? Fuck you.
This is actually quite funny, not gonna lie.
No! God damn it! Gotta type fast. No! Fuck you!
And that was one-handed.
This is hilarious.
That's a fucking kudos.
I'm just gonna talk to you from on radio, because there's not much they can do about that besides turn off the mic. No.
You're the one that gave me the idea, or gave Zach the idea.
That's your fault.
Nope. No computer, no mic.
How you doing, Torres? Torres,
no computer, no mic, no headphones.
You should call in, Torres. I know I can read. You should call in. Cody, type in the number, please. Ah. 888-212-5545.
U-A-A-O-Y-88-OU-8-212-5545.
She's
with a winky face.
God.
Hi.
God, you guys suck.
Yes, you should call in.
And you should turn that down, thank you.
Why?
Because that's way too loud.
No, it's not. Not that loud.
Okay. Thank you. Do I have control of my computer again? Kind of.
Yes, you do. For now.
For now. Great.
Do you like Lady Gaga?
She's alright.
What artist do you absolutely hate?
There isn't one that I absolutely hate.
There isn't one that you absolutely hate?
Oh, nope, because okay. I'm an all-around music lover.
Okay, fair enough.
What country?
I love country. Are you shitting me?
Tori, just remember that we do love you, okay? We can hear her. You can hear. That is just through her headphones.
What?
That is just coming through your headphones.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Yeah, that is just coming through your headphones.
Oh, great. Thanks. I feel loved.
Good. So I'll leave them there then. Haha, your friend went offline.
What? Oh, you're still watching my damn computer screen?
Yes, of course I am. I got nothing better to do right now.
Great. God, I feel like your little sister.
Go to your room.
Okay, you're good now.
All right, what should I do? Walk there?
Go to the other room.
We do have an office now.
I can't sleep there. Not with a crazy what's-his-face.
Okay, the phone lines are on. I think they work.
Mariah, call in.
It works.
So you guys have used both of her last name and her first name.
I didn't.
No.
Oh, wait, did you say Mariah? Okay.
Maria? Mariah?
You didn't even ask her permission. Not cool.
I'm still new to this, I'm sorry.
Bullshit. Been doing it just as long as I have.
1 week more than you, actually.
Oh.
No. Fine.
No.
No, you guys started the same exact show.
Ha,
actually.
Ha. I was right.
Yeah.
Who was your first, though, that day?
Me. I was.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no, wait, you were.
I was.
So yeah, you are the veteran. Actually, no, I'm the veteran. That's why I'm behind the controls right now.
Even though it is my show on Monday nights.
I don't care.
On FML radio.
Fine, I'll change it. Stop show. Start up anything goes. Now it's mine. And I can change the schedule too.
Fuck you. Wait, you might like that too much. Never mind.
Oh, thanks.
It'd be pointless though, because you'd fall in love and I'd fall asleep.
Oh.
Someone's calling in.
Probably my friend.
Holy crap, that's a weird number.
Yeah, she's from Puerto Rico.
Oh shit. I don't want to answer it because I don't want to charge it like international minutes.
No, I won't.
You, that's why.
Click radio.
Hi.
So apparently, you guys might be hearing my friend, but we're having. Wait.
Why isn't it working?
It's working.
It is.
Yeah, nice. Just wait 30 seconds if you're waiting on if you're listening on the air
don't
too.
Listen to the computer at the same time because it does have a 40-second delay.
Yeah.
So,
apparently,
you guys might be hearing my friend.
See? Yeah.
You can hear yourself in the background.
I can't.
It is working.
For a second, I didn't recognize my own voice. I was just like, wait. Oh, okay. It's me. So, how goes life, my friend?
You're going to have to speak up, Missy.
In the background.
And there I am.
Okay, Mara. Yes, that is weird, but you can talk online, or you can talk over the phone, too.
Over the phone.
Yes, there we go.
Now talk into the phone.
Okay, shut up. I know I have a weird laugh.
Yes, that is weird, but you can talk online. Or you can talk
online. What? Just turn off the goddamn radio.
Just get away from your computer.
There we go. I'm
talking to them. Wow. Fucking trying to make fun of you and you hear me.
Oh, we're just
gonna keep laughing at our laugh. Maria, get away.
Oh.
Get away from the computer.
No! Mara, they're like taking over my computer again.
She won't get that for another 40 seconds.
No, she's on the phone, isn't she? Or wasn't she?
Hello?
She's offline.
Hello?
Yep.
I don't think I have a line 2 anymore.
Oh, fun.
Hello?
I think I lost line 2. I think that's like our... No, I got it back. Okay.
You need to call in again, Missy.
And actually talk.
Yes.
Yeah, instead of just...
Letting us laugh at each other.
No, we're not laughing at each other. We're laughing at ourselves.
30 seconds into the past.
It was actually quite funny, though.
It was a little entertaining, but... My mouse. So this is fun. She's offline too, so I can't like. Ah, great. See, technology's a love-hate relationship. I'm gonna go back to that again.
I don't mind it. I have no problems. I'm going back to that.
What music do you guys want to listen to?
Um,
play some rock, dude.
What?
Play some rock.
Play some rock.
Like what?
Back in Black. Mm-mm. Yeah.
No, AC/DC.
I love AC/DC. What is wrong with AC/DC?
They get overplayed and overworked.
It's at the top of the queue until you give me something else.
Aerosmith.
I'm down for Aerosmith. Aerosmith, cool.
What song?
Same old song and same old dance. Dream On and Draw the Line.
Three in a row?
Uh-huh.
Well,
wait.
Draw put some Led Zeppelin in there.
What's the third one?
Where'd he go? Same old song, same old dance.
No, I got that one. And Draw the Line.
Put some Led Zeppelin
Dream
in there,
on,
too.
Dream On, there we go.
Dream On. Put Dream On first.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
What Led Zeppelin song do you want?
Down by the Seaside.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm playing a little more modern rock, a song in there.
Ooh, put some Fall Out Boy.
That's what I was just typing in.
Yeah!
That and Coldplay.
Yeah,
Coldplay.
I'm feeling... Ooh, I haven't heard that song in a while. EXO. And then Coldplay. Okay. What Coldplay song do you want?
Viva La Vida.
No, fuck that song.
Why?
No, don't
That's
play
a good song.
It. No, don't
that
play
is
it.
A good song.
Do not play it.
Why?
It reminds me of OTC, and I didn't make the fucking Olympic team. I hate that fucking song.
All right, wait, what's that new one that they have? Because I thought, no, that was Death Cab for Cutie that had the new song. Why are you... He took over my computer screen, and now he's typing in whitehouse.com. What the fuck?
I don't know. A whisper.
Actually, I've got a better website
for
you.
Hold on.
Clocks. Play Clocks.
Do Lifehouse.
Lifehouse?
Oh, Lifehouse is good.
No, type in Lifehouse. Hold on. Where'd it go? Do you guys not have it? Oh, everything. Oh, you guys have it live.
Life is never as good as the recorded.
But, I should probably tell you guys this one off the air. So we'll go to Dream On, actually.
Dream On.
Where's my stingers first? I'm going to put the stinger because
I'm
feeling a stinger
events
right now. Station ID, all station IDs. Let's go. We're going to play this. And here we go.
www.radio.org.
And that was Led Zeppelin, Down by the Seaside.
Yay!
My pick, thank you very much.
Yeah, because of your pick, we lost listeners.
Nobody has good taste for good music anymore. It's all that pop shit.
Thank you.
But you gotta do what you gotta do to get listeners.
Well, fuck, they're all on some, like, hip-hop and shit. And that or some techno. Fuck country.
I like country.
I like every music. It's all good. Except for Japanese music. I don't understand it.
Redneck.
Japanese music makes me a redneck. I just page up and I was like, because sometimes I just like open up like the IM page and then click on the name so I can go directly to their page because I'm lazy.
Yeah.
And so, like, I had the IM thing open and so they start. Like, what was it they said? Oh, yeah. They're like, hey, King, I love you to death. Can we go to the drive-in tomorrow night? And he wasn't replying. Hello? Am I scaring you? And then I was like, at that point, I was like panicking and tried, like, opened up the Facebook Droid app on my phone and started texting, like, climbing from there. And I'm just like, dude, I'm so sorry. They locked me out of my computer. And then they sent a winky, smiley, kissy face. And then he replied, with a question mark. I'm just like, God damn it! He's like, I'm confused. And I'm just like, And they were like, I truly love you. I've had a crush on you forever, ever since I met you. And I'm just like, it's Cody, don't listen to him. He's like, okay. I'm just
That's
like,
horrible.
And so then they start like, I'd like call him up to explain, because he was like, I'm confused. And so I call him up and they start chasing me around the building because I'm trying to run away from them. And they're yelling after
so
me.
That's why it was quiet for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And they're yelling after me, Kate, she wants to have your kids, all five of them. I'm just like, oh my god, fucking aim. Like, I'm running out.
Oh, I'm so sorry for you, Tori.
No, it was not nice.
It sounded hilarious from my point of view.
Thank you. Thank you.
From everybody else's, but not mine. I am the prank victim here. This is not
nice. How do you spell hilarious?
Bull fucking shit.
Seriously, how do you spell hilarious?
How do I spell hilarious?
Mm-hmm. I can't spell for shit.
Yeah, you were criticizing me. H-I-L-A-R.
I-O-U-S.
Yep.
You can't spell hilarious.
You can't spell hilarious.
I so can.
Hilarious.
Exactly. I used to spell it how I pronounced it, which was hilarious.
Okay.
It helped me remember how to spell it. If I pronounced it weirdly.
Yeah, which makes you look lame.
No.
No, it's just funny looking.
You just don't talk to people that way. You just say it in your head.
You're so hilarious.
You're so hilarious.
When you say that, it's pinky up.
A ham sandwich.
Huh? No, I'm
what
good.
The fuck? You even posted on his Facebook? God, I'm gonna kill you! Yeah, oh, and I didn't tell you that they changed my relationship status to in a relationship with him.
Yeah, I saw that and then I wrote ha 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 ha.
Yeah. God damn it. Oh. You know what? If you wanted a time to, like, play that I'm gonna fucking kill you, that would be the time. God damn it.
I'll fucking kill you!
Yes! Because this is one of the times that I actually mean it. And God.
Okay. I just have to say, I did not post to King's Wall.
Zach, I'm going to kill you. You're fucking dead to me. You are so, so fucking dead.
I'll fucking kill you!
Yes!
Yes!
Tori, you're being mean.
I know. It's like, she's just going crazy over here at me for no reason.
Oh, shit! That is... Nope. Ah! You... Oh, my God! Give me back my phone! God damn it, give me... Fuck you! I could have
done so much more damage than posting to his wall.
God damn it!
I could have done a lot more damage. I love you! Hey, you're the one who needs
to
ride
home.
She's
got the finger out. She's got the finger.
It's all shaking and everything all curved.
If I had a knife on me. No, granted. If I had a gun, God damn it, you would so be dead. I would shoot you in between those two beady fucking eyes of yours.
Tori, you are so lucky my mom's not listening right now.
You know what? She would understand. She would understand.
No, you are overreacting a little bit to this. Because King is totally cool with it.
Violence is not the answer.
Really, really, you asked him.
Uh-huh.
I was talking to him too.
He's only cool with it because you.
Okay, I said sorry to drag you into that. It was fucking hilarious. He goes, all good. He doesn't care.
Uh-huh. And then I posted to a wall. I want your nuts. I messaged him that. Sorry.
Wait.
You what?
That's actually really bad.
Hold on. I'm on my Facebook, don't worry.
Yeah.
Oh, I am. Look it. Your computer's right here, Tori.
I know. It's all
this
good.
Is my Facebook. And I'm telling him that it's not me because I don't want to be dragged into this any more than I already am. I ended it.
I have a glass bottle. I'm not afraid to break it.
I have your cell phone.
I have two.
I have your cell phone.
Fuck you.
Cell phone, glass bottle, which one's wins?
I can kill you before you get the chance to use that cell phone again. My cell phone, to be exact. No! Don't! Please don't. You've humiliated me enough.
No. I love Click.
Give me back my phone.
I'm starting to, actually.
Oh, I thought you just fucking call him.
No! God damn it.
There's one problem with calling him. She's got a female voice.
No, but you have to talk to me. God damn
it. I'm going insane.
We're succeeding.
Like, that's new.
What?
Wait, he really needs to tune in to this.
So, I just talked to Tori.
No, goddammit! Turn off the phone! Turn off! Goddammit! Give me back my phone!
Quiet down a little bit.
No!
You don't have to scream so loud. Like, that's just the truth from what you told me 95 minutes ago.
Goddammit, I'm gonna kill you.
See, now you're freaking out. You're getting all hysterical.
I'm kidding,
Just from what you told me. Cody is my witness. I'm just telling you what she told me. So you need to listen, because it's kind of funny right now.
Right. It is fucking hilarious.
From whose end?
Bye.
Not mine. That is so mean.
Okay.
That is so mean. That is not nice.
So, Zach 1, Cody like 20.
No, I think I'm higher than 20 right now. After tonight, yeah.
Can I have my phone back?
Are you still listening or on the phone, Missy?
Yeah, Mara's still on the phone.
Hello?
Yes, I am.
You sure? You're the one who needs a ride home.
I'll fucking walk at this point.
No, you won't. I would be
nice enough to take you home after tonight.
I won't let you walk.
I'm riding with him.
After all that I did to you, you're still willing to ride with me?
Hell, he did more damage than me.
I'm the one that changed your relationship status. I'm the one that started the whole thing.
All I got was a damn song. It's my theme song now, I guess.
I am going to kill them both in my sleep. I'm going to kill them both.
Chasing girls.
Damn it.
I love that song. Rodney Adkins.
I think it's time for a break. Please?
But I think I just got King to tune into this.
Please? Can I get a break now? I have my phone back?
I think we'll go to break right now.
Yeah, give her her phone back, though.
We'll go to break.
Give her her phone back, though.
It's a magic word.
Please?
No.
Fuck.
No.
Fuck you.
No.
I'll fucking kill you!
No.
That wasn't me.
Oh.
Not that one either.
That wasn't me. Neither was
that. Oh, baby. No.
What? I don't know what the magic word is.
Now, bitch.
Now!
You got a girl word. Say it like you mean it with some gusto.
Now, you fucking whore.
No, that's not it.
Now,
Tori.
Bitch.
Thank you. Say it with some gusto.
Wow, I failed. I told King, you should really tune in to www.clickradio and listen to this. I forgot the .org. Okay, we're going to a break, and Mara, we're going to hang up on you. So,
call back in like 5 minutes.
After the break, you can call in.
Okay,
and
sure.
I know King just tuned in, so hi, King, but you have to listen to two songs before we come back.
He's like, language, this is a family show.
FCC right. Does not regulate, so fuck you.
And here we are.
Well, alrighty then.
There we go. We're good.
We're good.
We're back.
So what time you want to bounce? So that I can go change your oil so you can pay my fees for next month.
Yep. I don't care. Sometime soonish.
Alright.
I mean, it's up to you. I don't care. But
doesn't take more than 15 minutes to change oil, so.
See, that's like four times as fast as I can do it.
It takes you almost an hour to change oil.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Depressing.
Wow.
Okay, well, that also, I mean, that includes all the setup, like, from the time I'm literally pulling my car into the garage, getting it up on the ramps, from the time I'm getting it off, cleaned up, everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, it's still slow.
You can multitask.
Whatever.
Just saying.
Hey, you're getting paid tonight, aren't you?
No, I'm getting paid whenever dues are paid.
Dues are always paid before the first of the month.
All right, well.
So I won't transfer them until tomorrow.
So then
I guess. Because I won't deposit my paycheck until tomorrow.
So then you're taking care of my dues, but I'm not technically getting paid. Jake's getting paid for my handiwork.
No, Jake's not getting paid either. Actually, I gotta try this.
Try what?
Try moving your mouse, Tori.
What mouse?
It locks it.
Oh, okay. I see it.
Does it lock it?
Yeah.
So try hitting the backspace right now. Okay, cool. I found the right button.
Finally.
It took me long enough to figure that one out.
Yeah, you got it on the second try.
Yeah, well, the back door worked. Hey, Jake. I love you for the back doors right now.
I hate you.
He loves your back door, Jake.
Oh,
except for that would be Jake.
Yeah, that female voice needs to be turned to
Or we should make another one.
Yeah.
Yes, I am really doing this.
You need to put the sound
it's
off.
It's all good, I logged out of Facebook so you can't do any more harm. And I have my phone in hand.
Who says I didn't install a keylogger to figure out your password?
Hmm?
Who says I didn't install a keylogger to figure out your password?
Because that would be illegal.
No, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
No, it's not.
It should be.
It is if it was a personal computer.
Ha ha.
If I am given direct permission from the board of directors, I guess in this case it'd be executive directors, here at Click to put on a keylogger for safety reasons, that would be totally legal.
Yeah, but you can't do it until you have permission.
Jake already said I can install internet actually uses tracking software, so it just tracks everything that you guys do on these computers. It's more to cover our back, saying, and we're also going to try to do a login, so like you have to log into the computer. That way, we know what you're doing on our computers. That way, if you were to be doing illegal stuff, we can prove that it was you.
That's why you just bring your own laptop.
Yeah.
Either way, I mean, but then it's not going through our computers. So, again, it goes back to you. Just don't do illegal stuff on that computer, because it goes back to me. So
yeah, I'm just going to look up porno right now. Not a big deal.
Tori, you might still want to go off and delete all the stuff out of your... what do you call it? Because there's still the... On your page, King, I love you.
On your page and his page.
What the fuck?
He told you about that. It's what he did through your phone.
Yeah, but...
No, he deleted it off of his page.
Good.
King, she thinks you're a cutie.
She wants your nuts.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to deny that? No
I'm
comment.
I'm just not going to say anything.
You guys realize he's listening right now, right?
What's up, King?
God damn it.
Stuffer!
Attaboy.
Yep. I don't. In some pictures, he looks. Oh, King goes ha.
What?
That's right, but she didn't deny it. So you got something to look forward to.
Oh my God! Save me now! God damn it!
Okay, remember, the door's right there. You can leave at any time.
Sadly, I don't have a car.
Like you said.
You can still leave.
Like you said, you wanted to walk.
Yes!
Yes!
What?
Yes, I win! I win! King, I win!
King, you're awesome right now.
What did he say?
I win, King, I win! I was right!
Just remember, I know where you live, King. Not in a good way.
Keep the door open, Bob. Keep the door open. She'll come in, don't worry.
Fuck you.
Keep the left side of the bed warm for her.
God damn it. I'm gonna destroy you both.
You guys are on there. Keep it going.
This is quite funny, not gonna lie.
No.
Okay, see here. It is funny. Don't get cranky at me. Ugh. Hey, King. She did not say no. That's the funny part.
I didn't say yes either. God damn it, you muted my mic.
Oh. I really don't care. I'm not gonna go through your stuff. Wow. Alright.
I didn't say yes either.
But you didn't say no, that's the thing.
I didn't say yes either.
But you didn't say no.
I didn't say yes either.
I didn't say yes either. You're freaking laugh.
Made you laugh.
Just admit I'm right. That's all you gotta do.
I'm not admitting anything. I'm staying ambiguous.
Ambiguous. It's a big word for you.
Big word for you too.
Can you spell it?
No.
Exactly.
AMBIGIOUS.
Maybe. Look it up. Google it and let me know. You tagged me in a post. So through this whole thing, Tori just now posted on her wall, I'm gonna kill Zach Vasquez and Cody Day for all the shit we've done to her tonight. I'm not gonna lie, this shit was hilarious tonight for all y'all that was
torture.
Listening.
Torture. That was so mean. You have no idea how mean that was.
It wasn't mean, it was fucking hilarious.
AMBIGUOUS. That's how you spell ambiguous.
Hi. God.
You do not know what they've done to me tonight.
Oh, this shit was hilarious tonight.
Yeah. It was so mean. They stole my phone.
I got her, had her phone when I, after I talked to Laurel.
They locked me off the computer.
We big brother her computer talking to King. And all night, King, she wants your nuts, man. She loves you ever since the day she met you.
Like, telling them as me on IM, and I had to, like, take my phone and, like, start IMing him. I called him running out of the building as they were chasing after me, yelling, King, she wants to have all five of your children.
And then, online, I said... online. It was freaking hilarious. That's what it was. Just a good day. You know who? Oh, I don't know who. I don't go to school. I don't miss school at all. One bit.
Gosh.
School is just I don't know how to not torture. I don't know how to explain it.
Well, some things about it were torturous.
Oh no. I'm just tired of working 40 hours a week.
You really want to try that after the shit you pulled tonight?
Hell yes.
I'm already... Yeah, see, they agree with me that is mean. That was cruel.
Well, even though the half of it gets a lot worse.
I like... Yeah, they changed my relationship status.
If I was Tori, I would seriously be down right now.
I know. Like, they even, like, posted on my wall and his wall, King, I love you. And, like, changed
my... You can't get rid of that.
No, you can you can delete the post.
Yeah, but like everyone will see it and they'll be like, oh, you know.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh.
All right, y'all, we're gonna go on a quick break. It's AC/DC Back in Black, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.